There has also been some interesting cross-cultural research. This is where language acquisition in different environments, different cultures, has been studied. And a remarkable resource for this is the Child Language Data Exchange System, where researchers have contributed millions of words of child language data in many, many different languages to assess how languages acquired across different cultures. One thing that we have in Sweden, in Swedish and in English, is we have what is known as child-directed speech. This is where, when you speak to a child, you use a different kinds of different kind of voice. Oj vad gullig det där var. You know, you see what I'm saying. There's a higher pitch. There's more varied intonation. Shorter, simple sentence patterns are used. Some words are stressed. There's a lot of frequent repetition. And something that parents do is we recast. That is, if a child says "jag gjorde det till honom," then you say "aha, du gav det till honom." So you correct the language rather than correct the child. Interestingly, however, different cultures seem to have different child rearing patterns, and we engage in different ways with our children in conversation. Not all cultures modify their speech when they speak to their own children. And in some cultures, the main interactors are children amongst themselves rather than parents with children. And yet, despite these many cross-cultural differences, all children nevertheless acquire their languages.